Off the ball, rugby.
Obviously, when you're training and playing with Robbie Henshaw, Gary Ringrose, Gibson Park inside, all that kind of stuff, he's going to see the level that they're at. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello there, and you're very welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily with me, Anne-Marie Donlan. Coming up, a blow for the Irish women's sevens, and Gatland tweaks his squad ahead of the summer. But first, the countdown is on to Munster's United Rugby Championship quarter-final. Graham Rowntree's side take on the Ospreys at Thomond Park as they look to retain their title. And they have been boosted by the return of Antoine Friche. The centre has recovered from a leg injury and is one of three changes made by Rowntree for the game in Limerick. John Hodnett and Gavin Coombs are both named in the back row, with Alex Kendellin and Jack O'Donoghue dropping to the bench, while Rory Scannell, who was replaced by Friche, is injured. Thaik Byrne will captain the side from the second row, where he'll be joined by RG Snyman. He was lucky to avoid a sighting this week following a heavy tackle on Ulster's Will Addison last week. Sean O'Brien will start at outside centre, and Munster legend Alan Quinlan says that the Westmeath man was their best performer in that Ulster game.
I was really impressed with his performance, his defensive work. You know, in that second half, he stepped up and made a lot of carries and got over the gain line and enabled Munster to get on the front foot again. So, I'm very impressed with him the whole way through. We spoke about the wingers there and their impact in the game. They were very good. But I just think Sean O'Brien definitely this week for me deserves to get the start of the week and get that lift that he deserved. He's going to be important. You know, Nankivell is probably, from what I'm hearing, is probably not going to be available for the Ospreys game. Hopefully he'll come back for, if there's more games to play.
Alan Quinlan there speaking on the Red 78 podcast, where he was joined by Fiona Hayes. She's been particularly careful not to underestimate tomorrow night's opposition.
They're going to be playing like they've absolutely nothing to lose. I think I was reading before the weekend that their percentage of getting through was 2%. Like, that's crazy to have the ability I suppose they did their job. They did their job at Cardiff, and then everything else aligned for them. But look, the Ospreys are a very good team, and I know they were in 11th, I think, was it, before the weekend? Yeah. So for them to get in there is, you know, they'll be looking at that. And I think as a coach, you'll use that as well. You know, you'll use that. Look, we've defied the odds. We're here. We've got to put in a performance. And they'll know that. They'll know that coming over to Thomond Park. And obviously, they would have watched that Ulster game as well. They'll review it, and they'll be seeing definitely a few areas they can attack. And in the last game that they played, I know Munster went out. They won the game, but they went out into a big lead. But we've seen how good this Ospreys team, they came back, especially in that second half. They were absolutely superb. So if they stay in the game and they're in the game, I suppose, and especially in Thomond Park, there'll be a lot of pressure on Munster. If they can keep within it to that 60-minute mark, I suppose with Munster's bench, I'm not going to say it's not going to be as strong as it has been in previous weeks, but we know with the few injuries, they'll certainly, if they're still in that game, they have the ability, and they've done it to teams as well in the past, that they are absolutely, that last quarter there, they can be absolutely superb if they're within reach and distance, or distance. So it's going to be a cracking game, because they'll come over here with no fear and 100% be going for it, because it's knockout rugby.
That's Fiona Hayes, and to listen to that chat in full, become an Off the Ball member now. Elsewhere, Aveen Riley is set to miss the Olympics after it was confirmed that she suffered a knee ligament injury at last week's sevens event in Madrid. The scrum half, who has also been capped by Ireland at 15s, had an ACL in her other knee in 2022, so this is particularly disappointing for her. There's better news, though, for the men's team, with experienced duo Billy Dardis and Terry Kennedy both receiving positive injury news after the weekend. Dardis suffered a shoulder injury against South Africa, but he is set for a swift recovery, while Kennedy has come back from a cheek injury. And finally for today, Wales coach Warren Gatland has called up uncapped Scarlet centre Eddie James to his latest squad. The 21-year-old will link up with what is now a 37-player group, preparing for their summer fixtures against South Africa and Australia. Wales face the Springboks at Twickenham on the 22nd of June before heading to Australia for two tests against the Wallabies and an additional fixture against the Queensland Reds. Gatland has said he intends to trim that squad down to 34 after the South Africa encounter. And that's all for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball Rugby feed to get this podcast every day for free. But for now, thanks for listening.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.